What's up, y'all? And happy, happy Sunday. Welcome, everyone, to my happiness planner, Law of Attraction, day 6. So, excuse me, y'all. I love this time of year. My sinuses do not. So, my allergies are definitely kicking in, and it don't feel good. It just don't. But so this week drastically different. The pace is slowing down at work as we get closer and closer to the end of the year, which is awesome because we drastically slow down once we get towards the holidays, and that's something that I look forward to because April through July is busy, and August is slow, September it picks up and then slows down. Anyway, I digress. But this week drastically different. The pace was slower, which was a blessing, and just being able to take my time in the mornings and not being so exhausted and tired. In the evening is nice because I can come home and I was able to exercise, and I still got my required steps per day. Okay, said some days I was at 13,000 steps. I need to put that in somewhere, but I'm happy about that. I mean, granted, I was, you know, dead on my feet, but I got my steps in. But anyway, enough of that yakking. We're about to get into it today. Thank you so much if this is your first time. Welcome to Life by Waitha, which is a lifestyle blog. Thank you for visiting. I'm about to get into my day 6 law of attraction. So sit back, relax, and I'm going, you know, just chat for a while. Okay, today, it's not too much that I'm going to talk about because the day 6 is pretty long, and I don't want to have y'all here for an hour, so I'm going to try to make it quick. So last week, over the past 3 weeks, I have talked about moving because I really was not happy here. I shared that with the owner, and she agreed that some things needed to be done. So I had I'm still in the process of doing a lot of things to update it. The bathroom is basically all the tile is being reglazed, new fixtures, new faucet, painting, and a new vanity, and a new oven, because my oven is kind of gone. Well, not gone, but it's going. And all new convector units, which is great. And while all these things are fabulous, I feel like God is still telling me, while this is great and this is going to help sustain you while you're there, don't get comfortable there. And every time a situation arises with a neighbor, and don't get me wrong, you got to deal with neighbors wherever you go, but when you're in a high-rise building, you have people on top of you, to the left of you, to the right of you, and below you. So it's basically, in some ways, I feel like I'm in a big old dorm, you know, and I just pay way too much money for it, because there are some things that I don't want to have to deal with. I'm inheriting the building's problems, and the building's problems with its neighbors, and everybody having different lifestyles and different backgrounds, and we don't all do the same things. And that is what I am struggling with, because, you know, God always wants you striving and doing better, and staying here seems like, to me, that I'm going to accept the changes, but I'm still settling because it's not mine. And I don't have everything that I want. And that's what it's really about, right? When you decide to live somewhere, it's gotta have at least 40%, 50 really, of your wants. Otherwise, why are you paying for it? So I feel like, you know, God is showing me just enough and saying, okay, you can't settle here. Keep doing what you're doing, and I'm going to continue to bless you. And that is, you know, what's where I'm at right now. So I need to move forward. I've been procrastinating with this paperwork because it's hard to speak with a real estate agent and have them going through your finances and your business about what you should and shouldn't be doing. And I know that I'm stubborn in a lot of ways because I don't want anybody telling me how to live. It's like I'm grown, damn it. Not gonna tell me what I can and cannot do. But they're doing it for the benefit of what you asked for. You want a home. These are the things you've asked me for. But this is what I need you to do to get to that. So I got to put some of that pride and that stubbornness aside and get with it. And I will update you all on the progress. But yeah, that's where I'm at with that. What is happening on my birthday? Have I not talked about my birthday? My birthday is October 4th. What I really want to do is just decompress where I'm not worried about the renovations happening here, work, giving my cat her medicine and worried about her thyroid and her condition. I'm not worried about what I'm eating, what I'm not eating, exercising, my type 2. I just need to decompress. That is what that means. I do have some plans to, you know, spend some time with my friend. And I don't know what my daughter has planned for me on the day. And, you know, I just want to enjoy that day. It's, you know, some people celebrate birthdays, some people don't. I don't know where everyone is on that sort of scale, but I like celebrating my birthday. It's how I was raised, and we celebrate birthdays. We don't do it up big, but we do it up kind of big because, you know, it's a blessing. I am here 52 years, so I'm gonna celebrate because that's what I want to do. So that's kind of what's happening. I think I'm going to be attending a festival on that on the day after my birthday and just, you know, hanging out and enjoying some good food and not really thinking about anything until I'm zapped back into reality, the reality of work and home improvement situations and finances and things like that. So, yeah. But anyway. I'm sorry, all my allergies, man. Okay, my nose is not cooperating today, but anyway. So today we are on day 6. And day 6 is, what is your ideal vision for your career and finances? I have some things to say about this, but I'm going to keep it going. Our career choices can open up a gateway of new opportunities and possibilities to us, or they can lead us down roads that feel like a trap. While society sends out a lot of mixed messages about what we should do regarding our careers and our finances, the best answers often come from within. No one else knows which activities make us happy as individuals more than we do ourselves. If you could work in any industry, which would you choose? Which types of tasks excite you most? What type of work schedule is ideal for you? How would you allocate your money and resources? What would you create? Which is of most importance to you? Possessions, experiences, or creating an impact, and why? So that's a doozy right there, right? And I'm not going to cover all of that. And I'm going to say right off the top, because this is the law of attraction and it's about manifesting your dreams in all areas of your life. Of course, career and finances would be one of them. But let me tell you something about careers and single parenting. Sometimes the parenting comes first and you get a job, because a job is different from a career. You get a job to sustain. And that is where I am. At this stage in my life, I've kind of missed the career train. What I wanted to do or what I envisioned on doing, that went out of the window because I had a family to take care of. So it wasn't about doing what I loved or even what I liked. It was doing what I needed to do to take care of my family. And, you know, I think about this all the time, and I've actually written about this in my online journal because I feel some type of way. And I don't want to say it's envy. I just want to say that it makes me feel like I missed everything altogether. And where was I when this phenomenon was happening? Who knew you can get paid, sustain yourself, and raise a family on a hobby? Who knew? Where did that come from? I've been putting my camera in people's faces for years, you know, raising a child solo, doing organizing things around my home, doing my own life hacks for longer than some of this technology exists. And the mere fact of getting paid to share these ideas and opinions is like mind-boggling. And it's like where I feel, I don't know, it tugs at my heart that I missed being able to be one of those people that I could have. I don't think I had it in me to believe that this is something I could do, have people watch me do it and get paid. I missed it. So, choosing my path for career, because I'm going by what this is asking you, fits in an unusual box of social media, because that's what this blog is, arts, and photography. My only goal in becoming a parent was taking care of my kid, raising my kid with scruples and having the right values and morals, and putting her through college and teaching her to be nice and respectful and having a nice place to live. That's all I was thinking about. And I thought my path to that was working in this job that I've had for a very long time, not really liking what I do, waking up on a schedule, doing things on a schedule, doing things that they tell me to do, and not really following what I want to do. 20 years is a long time to be anywhere doing what you don't love. But let's not get it twisted. I would have done anything and everything for my family. For my daughter. You know, you really could not sway me. I have had, make this quick, I have had several part-time jobs, part-time job at a bookstore. I work part-time at the National Museum for Women in the Arts. I have, you know, tried to get into doing so many things. And yes, once upon a time, I tried to get a job doing voiceovers or voice character work. And that was also quite interesting, because I was just trying to do anything and everything to escape the job of pushing paper from one end of my desk to another. I have tried a little bit of everything, and just trying to find something that sticks, something that I love. And I got to a certain point where I thought, okay, if this is what it's going to be, then I'm just going to try to make the most of it and stop stressing myself out. And that's where I was. Now, money and finances. Money is like a beast within itself, because I've never really had enough to do exactly what I want to do. I would always feel like that I'm lacking in the money department, and I'm falling short. But as we all know, and if you don't know, now you know, God provides, okay? He has made a way for us to live and live comfortably. Just when I thought that I wasn't going to be able to do something or couldn't do something, He provides. Did I tell y'all about that time when my daughter was starting school, and it was a school she was going to be starting for the first time, which required uniforms, and I wasn't at work yet, or I hadn't started work yet. I was in between jobs, and I bought a couple of scratch tickets and won $800. It was crazy, but it was what I needed at that time. And I parlayed all of that into her school supplies, teacher school supplies, paying some bills, getting uniforms, getting everything ready. And it was just what I needed at that time. And during that time, I used to spend so much time in her class, and every afternoon at that school in her class and volunteering my time, that the principal approached me about a job. And I thought about it. I would never have to worry about daycare. You know, there's some training that I need, some courses that I would need to take, but I would never have to worry about daycare. But what would I do in the summer? Because, you know, when you work at an elementary school, you have summers off. So what do I do in the summer for money? But I actually thought about, do I want to be around kids every day with colds and germs? And do I really want to do that? And right at the point when I was about to say yes, I got a job. He will provide. If you ask God, if you come to Him with your problem, He will provide. Maybe not in the time frame that you think, but if you keep praying and if you stay faithful, He will provide for you. And that is what has sustained me. Sorry, I got off task a little bit. But again, so this is where I have a slight problem with this just question in the journal. And I actually thought about skipping it altogether. I did. I thought about skipping, because I'm like, this is not really for me. It's not geared toward me, because I'm older. But I understand what this is about. It's about manifesting your dreams in work, career, finances, love, life, everything. That is what it is about. But in general, I don't find a lot of these things that I do, like even with the 52 list for happiness, I don't find that a lot of these things are specifically geared toward middle-aged people or maybe people starting a second career. It's not really for you per se, but you can apply some principles. But that's just, you know, my opinion. This wasn't really for me, but I am taking it and running with it because the practice of writing this down and reading it makes me evaluate where I'm at with my job. And I keep saying my job because a job is something you do and a career is something you love. And I don't love what I do. I never have. But I do it well. And I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to ride this thing till the wheels fall off. And my side hustle can be what I love. And that's just how my brain works. So, you know, if I was bold enough to leave the confines of my job, I would have done it in a heartbeat. But it's the not knowing. It's I guess, the not having enough faith in knowing that if it's going to work out, or worrying about my finances, because we're accustomed to this type of lifestyle and where we live is not free. And in the real world, you need something to fall back on. You can't just leave your job that's your bread and butter for a dream, which is, you know, like some M&M candy. You cannot leave your bread and butter. You cannot leave that stability without having some kind of backup plan. I'm not saying you can't leave altogether, but you gotta have a backup plan. I can't leave to come home and then try to make my side hustle work and then get frustrated and discouraged when it can't provide for me. So I am realistic about how the world works because I've been here for a minute. I need, at this stage in my life, because I'm older, I need my finances to work for me. I need savings. I need a plan in place for when I get older, when I retire. I need a pension, which I have. Assets. I need, you know, that 401k life. I need health insurance. I need life insurance so my loved ones don't have to worry if something happens to me and they're taken care of. And see, that's the stage of my life that I'm at. Yes, it's about, you know, having money to do what you want to do and doing what you love, but I'm trying to put it somewhere so when I am done working this job, I can enjoy my life and travel and live and not have to get out and work again in my 60s, you know, or even older, because I plan on being here for a while and I want to be comfortable. And so these are the things that are important to you. And it's interesting because baby boomers, which is my mom's generation, they believe, and you get a job and you might hate that job, but you keep that job because that job is what you need. You need health insurance, you need holidays, you need sick time, you need it. So no matter how you're being treated, you keep it. And that's what they instill in their children. I am Generation X. I am the, why am I doing that? What is that for? We are the militant. We are the what, the why. Generation X questions everything. And I did. I fought it. I questioned. I rebelled. Why am I doing this? This is dumb. This is how it should be. You know, we questioned everything. But in the back of my mind, those ideals and those things that your parents taught you, you know they're right. At the time, you're thinking they're crazy, but they're right, because we all get older. Youth is beautiful. It's wasted on the young, they say. It is a beautiful thing, but you do get older. And what are you going to do, and how are you going to live and sustain when you get older? And that's the mode that I'm in. And that's what I'm thinking about. So going back to what the paragraph says up above in the exercise, what's important to me right now are experiences and creating something special. And I know you've heard this, what's coming too, because if you love what you do, you will never work a day in your life. I'm not there yet. I want to be there. That's what I want to be when I grow up. I want to be there. Getting to what I love has been my life struggle. It's what I struggled with. If I don't love it, goodbye. See you. I'm moving on because I don't have time to let it take up that space in my head, because then that turns to negative. That turns to negativity. And I don't have time for that. So, but I mean, I get older, I get better, I get wiser, and this becomes, this thing here called life, becomes a little easier every day. By no means is it easy. Life is hard. Life is struggle. Life is pain. But life is beautiful. Life is happiness. Life is love. And love is God. So I'm going to wrap that up now because that's kind of deep. But hey, it's Sunday morning. And, you know, we're going to get sanctified today. But wrapping this up, again, I've included all the links to all the things for this happiness planner. Go to the Happiness Planner website. Take a look at all of their boxes. They have an array of boxes for career, for travel. They even have an adult coloring book. Confidence, love, everything to help you get a little closer to your life goals and what you want to manifest in your life. Check out the article, The Key to Attracting What You Want Into Your Life. It's a really good article. Check that out, y'all. Give it a read. It's a quick read, so give it a read. But I've also included in the bottom the links for all my other posts in this Law of Attraction series, starting from day 1 to day 5, and the homework exercises. I've also got all of the links to Penzu, the online journal, which is 100% customizable, and you can go in and write down your issues and get it on paper and then feel better. Go back and read that and see how you've progressed in life. I love journaling. It is just the best thing ever. A link to The Next Right Thing. I'm done with that book. I've moved on to a Halloween-y book, but I'll talk about that this week. And again, thank y'all so much. I'm closing out this post today, this podcast. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for visiting today. Thank you for listening. Thank you to everyone who has subscribed for listening and hanging with me. And if you're still here listening, God bless you. And if you're brand new, hit that subscribe button. Put your email in. Hit subscribe. Join the family so you can get my post via email. You will not miss a post, okay? With that, I'm going to end this now. Have a great week. Have a blessed day. And as I always say to everyone, know thyself.